Crash, Chapter 24. He was wearing his usual thrift shop rag except for the shirt. It was a t-shirt that had been printed up to read, Stall Ba Mall. You believe it? And as usual, he didn't have a clue about what was going on. He just barged in from his own little universe, all perkies. Greetings, fellow students. Hi, Pen, said Jane. I would have given my left nostril for the smile she shot him. Did you get it? Welp held up a plastic bag. Yep. He took something from it, a t-shirt. He shook it open, displayed it. It said the same thing as his. Jane squealed and snatched it, and right there she pulled it on over her other shirt. She modeled it. Webb and her girlfriends clapped. That's really stupid, I said. What makes you think you can stop a mall with a couple of t-shirts? Not just a couple, said Webb. We're going to try to get everybody in school to wear one. Everybody in town. I laughed. You're crazier than I thought if you think all these kids are going to wear that thing. Whoever heard of trying to stop a mall? Anybody who doesn't want a mall is... I wasn't sure what the word meant, but Jane had used it on me and it felt right. Obnoxious. Well, he said, somebody in your own family is joining in. Abby has one. I poked him in his skinny, sunken chest. I kept poking him backward till he was against the wall. You let my family out of this. If I ever catch you doing this stuff around my house, I'll have your butt for breakfast. And stay away from my sister, you hear? She's little, so she doesn't know any better. I gave him a final poke. Understand? I had him nailed to the wall with one finger. Behind me, I could hear kids rushing over. Whispers of fight mixed with the music. I was waiting for an answer when Jane reached in and pulled my finger away. Anybody else, I would have clubbed them. Want to dance, Pen? She said. She took his hand and pulled him away through the mob. Mike came over. We just stood there watching them dance. When the song was over, I said, come on, let's get out of this dump. As we left, I made sure we passed Webb and Jane coming off the dance floor. I took a quick half step to the left, set my legs and rammed into him with my shoulder. He went flying on his rear end about 10 feet across the floor. Oh, I said really sorry, like, excuse me. And we were out the door.